Yes, hello everyone. Welcome back to Get Him Onside. And Dan Ganane, he's not here against Shawnee Boy, but he's back next week. We can be assured of that.
He will be. Yeah, we're still thinking about him. Obviously been through a rough couple of weeks, but he'll be back with us from next week. And it's good to... Three's a magic number,
yeah,
as they say.
Yes.
As much as I do enjoy your company, one out,
right.
No, it'll be good to have him back.
Absolutely. And you know, you've had a good week on the punt when you're spending $70 on a haircut. Have a look at it, eh?
I knew as soon as I mentioned that just before we started,
yeah.
I knew that was going to... Yeah. I wouldn't have to wait long until it was brought up. What are you, $70 worth?
Or? $70? Oh, you're looking sharp anyway. Most improved as far as looks go on this particular podcast. Hello to the viewers out there as well and to the listeners. Rest assured, it's not a $70 haircut. Let's get into the headlines. Now, the big bombshell dropped on Tuesday,
yep.
Team List Tuesday, that the NRL have agreed in principle of an 18th man. What do you make of all this?
Well, I don't like all the caveats that they've thrown in there.
Yeah.
So it's only if there's three HIAs.
Yes.
I mean, the NRL physio, who does some great work on Twitter, he went back through the archives, and I think he's only found one game dating back to a couple of years ago, I think,
yeah,
where that would have applied. It feels like they're on the right track. They're trying to get to the right point. Not sure they've quite nailed it just yet. What do you think the best scenario is?
The average time, so time in play, we've seen go up by a small percentage. So therefore, time in play is naturally going to increase more injuries because there's more tackles, et cetera, et cetera. However, what I think we're getting too tricky now. I just think name six reserves, keep the interchange at eight.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, say Luke Keary hypothetically went down very early in a match and you've got a Sam Walker sitting there. Okay, pull the trigger on Sam Walker. He's going on to make his debut. I just think we're getting too tricky with it. Just name six reserves. That will cover any HIA. That will cover any players who have been out by foul play. That will cover any guns or even like a young Andrew Davey who went down with that broken leg early in the match, or his ACL rather. It covers them. We want to see the best players on the field.
Mm.
I just think it's as simple as that. The whole idea of having three HIA, three, as you said, when does that happen? And then having an emerging player, we're just getting too tricky with it all.
Yeah.
It's like we're determined to have as many rules as we can, Sean, that are never going to happen. 2040, we have never seen a 2040. We have never seen the two-point field goal to date. By the way, I think you should start trialling those in the first half. And three HIAs, like, why are we... making things so hard.
It feels like we do like to overcook things in rugby league.
How do I get on this committee thing? Get me on there.
You do need to be the chair of the ideas committee. We've been saying it for a long time and you're the number one candidate for me. You touched on the time in play thing. I think it might be a little bit of a myth. Now, I've mentioned his Twitter account before, the Rugby League Eye Test. If you don't follow him, make sure you do, because he's doing everyone's hard work from the stats and analytics side of things. And he has sort of crunched the numbers. It's only a small sample. So we've got rounds 1 to 3 this year, same-ish sort of rules as rounds 3 to 5 last year.
Yep.
And the actual time in play is flat. In fact, it's down a touch. Now,
right?
As I said, it's only a small sample.
Okay.
But he's got a theory,
yes,
and I hope he doesn't mind us talking about it, but it's all his rugby league eye test. It's the condensed rugby league theory. So the overall, from first whistle to last whistle, is a shorter amount of time.
Right.
Right? Which makes sense. We've got the less bunker referrals, the no
scrums. So you're getting through the 40 minutes and the 80 minutes quicker.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
But the actual time the ball is in play hasn't changed.
Right.
So I think, and that's where people say, oh, the game's faster and it feels faster. Well, and he's looked at sort of runs per minute and he's gone through a different few angles to try and gauge if it's an actually quicker game.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's saying that it's not. It's just that the time period that we're playing that same game of footy in has shrunk a touch,
right,
which gives the appearance that... And that's obviously... That will have an effect on fatigue. Players aren't getting the rest, you know, in between scrums and whatever it is. Whether that's having the huge impact... And I don't want to just jump at shadows. We've had one really bad week of injuries and concussions, but it's 1 week, and that can happen. I struggle to see how a more fatigued player, maybe it can lead to more concussions, but I think that might just be a little blip on the radar.
Yeah.
You would think, and clearly I'm no doctor, but it would be more soft tissue type injuries if it was more of a fatigue factor, but we're not really seeing that. It's still the collision type stuff. So I'd be wanting just to let it play out a little bit more before we really sort of try and reinvent the whole wheel.
Yeah, I totally agree. How do the concussions relate to... tiredness. And a lot of them happening early in the game.
Yeah, and it might. Like, as you get tired, poor technique might come into it. You're getting your head in places where it shouldn't be. So there's probably a little bit of a flow on from that. But from the reduction that we've seen to the increase in injuries, it doesn't really marry up to me. It might be correlated in some way, but I'd want to see a bit more. And this sounds terrible because you don't want to see more injuries, but if a trend does start to appear, then I think we've really got a problem. But from 1 week, I don't know, we've seen, you know, bad injury weeks before.
Yeah, too low a base perhaps. Now, Shawnee, we have these little earpieces, right? And Suze, the magical Suze, is at the other end. And she just tipped off to me that the game's on Saturday. Will be both at Cogra. So there was speculation around as to whether the Titans and the Raiders would be playing at Seabus and would the Sharks be travelling to the sunny coast to take on the Cowboys. They're talking about chartering planes, etc. We now know that there will be a double header at Cogra on Saturday. So that's that adds a little extra element to the game.
It does, yeah. And it's a big leg up for the Sharkies, I think. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it would have been a neutral venue anyway with the Cowboys coming down from Townsville, but now they're at Cogra. That will see a shift in the betting. So, yeah, we're still not sure what times they will be on Saturday, but a doubleheader, that might just get me down to Cogra on Saturday, Arvo. Yeah,
I like the idea of that. Yeah. Keary out. So speaking about shifting the price, now Luke Keary out. Are you ready to put a pen through the Roosters? Sam Walker, there's a lot of raps about him. Talking to Gary Belcher during the week, they're saying that, you know, Andrew Johns will be a play ahead, and then people would say, well, Wally Lewis is two plays ahead, and they're starting to say that Sam Walker will just about be a whole half of the match ahead.
Yeah.
What do you make about this debut coming up for Sam Walker?
Sounds like Sam Walker's playing in round six already. look, he's 18.
Yeah.
A lot smarter than me have got huge raps on him. I haven't seen a lot from him, so I'm keen to watch and learn a bit about him. Am I willing to put a line through the Roosters? Not just yet. Okay. I think if this injury trend does continue, then the season could really just turn into a battle of attrition. So it could well even up again with one key playmaker down. It just throws a huge spanner in the works. But I think that they have drifted. This time last week, they were $5 favourites to win the comp. And now I think we might see a graphic in a minute. They're not even on the board there. I think they are equal price with the Raiders. But our producer, Cam, he's seen enough, hasn't even put their price on the board here for us. But no, certainly not willing to put a line through them. They're a class outfit and probably the best coach in the comp. So he'll have a plan, you know, Plan X up his sleeve.
Just off the board, the Parramatta Eels. I'm not prepared to write them off. I've got a nice little stat about them we'll get to very, very shortly. What about Josh Maguire? Hasn't missed for the Cowboys, calling them soft. They're doing a lot of things publicly, the Cowboys. Do you like it or don't like it?
No, I don't love it. I mean, you like to see that raw emotion from a player. He was clearly really pissed off after that game. Yeah. He's had enough of losing. And we saw Todd Payton sort of call out the other JT a couple of weeks ago. I don't love it. It screams that they haven't really got their shit together just yet. You know, you wouldn't see it. We haven't ever seen it from a Melbourne Storm or one of those really elite teams. So I don't love it, but it is refreshing to see a player actually hurting when they do go down. So, I know we were sort of both semi-keen on him at the start of the year. I've really had big raps on Todd Payton. But that's quickly gone out the door. They're in big trouble and well in spoon contention.
Really?
Yes.
We call him Rodney. There's a few guys who call him Rodney. Reason being, when he was a young punk at the Canberra Raiders, they'd finish this game and they got away with a narrow win, and they're at this bar and this guy yells out into the bar, "G'day Raiders, I love you guys. I love you guys, Canberra. Except you, Rodney Payton." Rodney Payton. So he's wielded the axe. We'll get to that very, very shortly. You know what it's like? Get your Bambi bullets in your Bambi gun, because you know what? It's time to do this. Righty-o. Now, this guy, clearly, when somebody's doing this, it's very, very good for the game. He's got 46-point-something million followers, Shawnee. I'm talking about Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah. Thor.
Yeah, Thor. Now, come on. Now, where I'm shooting here, do you really need to get your Luke Bird off? Yes, we know you're Thor.
Do you need
to get your shirt off in the sheds? Yeah. It's not about you at this time, Chrissy Hemsworth. It's about the South Sydney Rabbitohs who have won the game. I love the fact that Natalie Portman was there. I love the fact that Taika Waititi was there and Nat Portman, list goes on. However, you're in the sheds. Just keep your shirt on, mate. What do you think?
And they're certainly, we all know he's blessed with a good ring. I'm sure he works very hard for it. Mm. But yeah, the Luke Bird, as you said, I think he might have put it over his head.
Yeah.
And there was definitely he was clenching.
Yeah.
He was definitely clenching there. Yeah, come on, mate. I thought you were an okay bloke, but
yeah,
that's Bambi-ish.
Yeah, it's very Bambi-ish. Mm. I'll move on to my next one, and I'm loath to do this because this fellow's only young. But at the end of the day, a 12-year-old should know this. Daniel Sekulafefita. What is doing? Like, he's got his back away from you and he just goes, little rabbit punch to a rabbit. Not good. And I've got an idea. You know I hate an idea, Shawnee.
Oh, no, I've heard this idea.
Okay. No, but what, like, I reckon the days of going down to 12 men are over, right? They don't like to do it, the referees, because it has such a big impact on the game and the fans. I think the idea is you send a player off, you keep your 13 men, it costs the team a replacement, and we're not to see that player again. So in the case of Daniel Sekulafefita, I'm all about simplifying things. You've been sent off, son, you're gone. That's going to cost Robbo a replacement. He's not to return for the rest of the game, and we march on with 13 aside. What do you think?
Yeah, we spoke about overcooking ideas at the top of the show. That might be a little overcooked, but I think...
You think that's overcooked?
A little bit.
Why should he stay on the field?
Well, I don't think he should.
And wouldn't that be a great message to kids and stuff to say, no, mate, you're not part of this game anymore? He should not be allowed back on the field for doing something like that.
But a better message is for him to go off and stay off and the team only has 12 players. And I know you said it, and it's a very valid point. They are scared to do it. But it should have a huge impact on the
result. I think we'd see a lot more send-offs.
If it was that. Yeah, you're probably right. How we stayed on, if that's not a send-off, then... Yeah. I don't know what is.
Yeah.
So they do need to, and we'll probably see an overreaction to it this week. I just think something like that, and it was really poor.
The costing an interchange also hurts.
Yeah.
You only have 8 of them.
I'm okay with it really punishing a team.
Yeah.
If you're going to carry on like that, and we do not want to see that, you're off,
yep.
12 men, and your team's going to lose.
Okay.
That's the punishment.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be. That's what it has been forever.
Yep.
So.
Bang.
Oof.
That was my Bambi.
Yeah, so I'm going... that was your Bambi.
Yeah, you're trying to hijack my Bambi.
I sort of wrestled that
Bambi.
Off
you. You stealing Bambis. Yeah, dig them. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm going back to the well. We touched on the Canterbury Bulldogs last week, the Hitachi hot play.
Oh, yes.
The Hitachi Air hot play from round 2.
Oh, tell us what
and
it is
and
week.
What they said. Well, I'll tell you what it is. Nothing.
Why?
It's gone. Disappeared.
Oh, yes.
Now, clearly, their tail's between the legs after what they served up for the pole from round 2. And then the poor old Bulldogs offered up another duck egg against the Broncos. So they've obviously just got nothing to give the fans. We want the hot air play back.
Yeah,
we need it back.
Can
so
we?
Everyone on Twitter, tag them in it.
Yep.
In fact, go straight to Hitachi. They're paying the sponsorship dollars. We want the hot play of round 3. I'd just love to see what they're going to serve up. So that's my Bambi. It was them last week for doing it. Now it's them for not doing it.
For those couple of people who, because I know everyone just listens every week, they press the subscribe button on the podcast so they never miss it. For those who did miss last week's Hitachi hot moment for the Bulldogs who went down to 0, can you just repeat for the listeners what those hot moments were?
So it was a Kyle Flanagan forced dropout.
So it's multiple choice?
Multiple choice. Yes. Yeah, you got 3. Take your pick and they'll vote for the best one.
Right.
Kyle Flanagan forced dropout. What a highlight that was. Nick Kotrick line break, another cracking highlight. Yeah. But the real number one for Doggies fans everywhere and a clear winner of the poll. First penalty of the year.
Oh, please bring it back. So can we please get in touch with the Bulldogs and demand that we get the Hitachi hot play back?
We want it
for
back.
Round 3. We want to see it for round 3 first. We want to see what we come up with there.
Yep.
There you go. And the only way you can change that Bulldogs players is to help your social media team out by a very, very big effort against the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
It doesn't get any
Friday.
Easier for them, does it? We could see back-to-back weeks where there's no Hitachi Air hot play.
It might be that players have arrived at the ground without copping double demerit points. Hitachi hot play. Anyway, stay with us here. There's plenty more to come. We're going to be back very, very shortly. And sometimes it takes a very short amount of time to score a try. And in the case of Sportsbet, this is what happens.
Want a flying start to this season? Well, for NRL this week, if your team scores a try in the first 5 minutes, you win. We'll pay you out straight away. Footy's back with Sportsbet.
Shawnee, you know what's been very, very popular away from the Hitachi hot play there at the Bulldogs has been the hashtag SB Wall of Shame and hashtag SB Wall of Fame. Let's start with a positive. So the Wall of Fame at Sportsbet, you can check it out on the blog. So if you've got any stories there, get in touch with the blog. But there was one where a multi, it was an each way multi, a 10-cent multi each way.
10 cents.
10 cents, which turned into $9,000.
Oh.
So you can see that on the Sportsbet blog. Go check that out. And also, too, we have been sent, there's a few from last week, which we're catching up on, SB Wall of Shame. SB Wall of Shame is the way to do that. It is Dan's baby who's next back next week, so we'll catch up on that. Peter Stellato just missed out last week. Angry Anderson, the voluntary tackle list goes on. But this week, Jack Crone had an eight-legger at $47, right? And he just needs the Raiders to win at $1.32.
Oh.
How sick should you feel?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. That's as bad as it gets.
Yeah. So we'll have to do something there for Jack. He is our inaugural inductee.
That was the double whammy. Not only, so Pompey scored to put them in front, so you're on the floor then, but then you've got the, you know, you go up when Rapana dives to the line, and you almost, that is as bad as it gets. But, and he's not going to like this. So this Wall of Famer, same game. Jack White, an anytime try scorer. Mm. He's thrown in Cody Nikorima, and he's also found Bailey Sirinen as well, which is a great get. So they're his first three. They're all ticked off. He's got two more remaining. He needs Adam Pompey anytime.
Bang.
And New Zealand to win 1-12.
Wow.
So when he scored, and you said this the other day on Radio Sugar, how good is it when, you know, you've got two remaining, but if one wins, they both win.
Oh, you get them together.
Yeah, so that was $20 into $17K.
Wow.
Keep those ones coming.
Can I just give something for the listeners here? If you're a coach, right, and the touch football,
Jack Gibson,
but I need you to share this because I see it so often in the NRL, and they just don't do it. Sean, let me ask you this: do you get more points for scoring deeper into the in goal? You don't, do you?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Joel.
So a strategy in touch football is they actually dive before the line because they know that momentum's going to push them there. So you might dive, I don't know, a rule length short of the line because you know you're going to get there. When you see the replay of the Rapana try, he's about a rule length in the in goal and the ball is nowhere near the ground. If he dives well short of the line, momentum gets there and they win the game.
Yeah.
Do you know where I'm coming from
here? Yeah, I see it. He went for the big Superman, didn't he? He got too far off the ground. Yeah.
You've just got to hit the line, boys. That's all you've got to do there. And girls, as far as the rugby league is concerned. Right, let's get into the action here. There are some lofty, lofty starts here. Brookvale Oval is the venue. We start with the Panthers taking on Manly and the Manly side, Sean. We tipped them at the start of the year at $26 to be a sneaky chance. A sneaky chance, around $6 or $7 now to win the wooden spoon. $7.50, $1.09. The place that was formerly known as the Fortress. One win in the last 12 months. Cleary back for the Panthers. I love the fact that Stephen Crichton is playing fullback. They had plenty of options there. May was there last week. You had Staines. There was a big push for Charlie Staines to go there. Maybe we see a combination of the two. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, do you definitely think Crichton will play?
I don't think Ivan's the type to start the game. Is he?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, there's no doubt this line should be big and very big, but with the lineup that Penrith has rolled out, it looks a little bit disjointed, which may just stunt their attack a bit. RP Coruscant is still out. He's a massive out for them.
Yeah.
So much starts from his creativity at dummy half. Just with the little reshuffle. Manly have been really, really poor. Cherry Evans is sort of in a hole as well, form-wise. Mm. He sort of looks to have lost a lot of confidence with his kicking game. And I don't love Dylan Walker at fullback either. They are crying out for Turbo to come back. I know. So, the only thing making me lean towards Manly is that potential little disjoint in attack for Penrith. Yeah. No doubt Crichton's a gun. How does he slot in there? And they named Matt Burton in the centres either. I don't think that'll probably play out either. I think it will make more sense to me to start Tyron May there, Burton to the bench.
Really?
I think so.
Burton's just a gun player, Sean. He's a big body. He can move. He's just a first grade. If he ever plays reserve grade again, I'll be absolutely stunned.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And it really is hard to watch him play as a Bulldogs fan. he's a genuine gun. I can't wait for next year till he's there. But I'm just leaning towards the side of the very big plus. And I might even have a little throw at the stumps. Manly head-to-head. Yeah, with the way these games are going, it feels like these underdogs are either winning or they're getting completely lapped by 30. So $7.50 or $7.
To be fair, I know they went down well to the Dragons, but they did play South. They did play the Roosters. Mm. That form stands up a little bit. I think the Panthers, they've held, they've had three games and they've conceded 10 points. That is just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's unreal.
Their last four away games, they won 13+. I'm all over the Panthers here. And I think Burton can score a try, by the way. Bulldogs take you on the Rabbitohs. I know you love a home favourite who has a big start, which Manly has. Dan has Manly too, by the way, at the plus. I'll take the Panthers minus 19.5. Bulldogs take you on the Rabbitohs, by G. The last two games the Bulldogs have played, they have been held scoreless. Exact total points, you can get $6.50 if you think South Sydney can keep the Dogs scoreless, or maybe you can get, you know, $10 for 4 points, about $6.50 for 6 points. No Jeremy Marshall-King. I mean, seriously, how do they possibly beat the Rabbitohs? How do they possibly beat and contain that left edge, which is Cody Walker, Alex Johnston, Latrell Mitchell?
Well, in short, they can't, and they won't be. So this is at 4 o'clock on Good Friday. It's going to be 27 degrees at ANZ Stadium. I have grave fears for,
really?
for this Bulldogs team. Josh Jackson is out, and I know I haven't been his biggest fan the last couple of years. I think he's certainly passed his best, but he does provide a little bit of starch for them in the middle of the field, and their middle defence is woeful.
Yeah.
Probably only outdone by the Cowboys last week. This is probably one of the worst teams that I've seen on paper for a long time, and we've seen a couple of bad teams in recent years. I have very grave fears, and I don't. It's probably not even worth backing the minus 21.5 for $1.90. I'd be looking at the alternates.
Wow.
30+, 40+. How do they score points to get anywhere near them?
Marshall King out. So if there's any threat from dummy half, that's gone there. So you're all over South, clearly. Dan's over South. I'm over South.
Yeah. And like this is one for same game multi punters. Just get, close your eyes and just pick South Sydney players and just get them in there.
Yeah.
Any and all combinations, because this is going to be an absolute smash up, I fear. I can't get this line big enough.
I'm with you. They can accumulate points so quickly, South Sydney. So landslide here. We are all on the South minus 21.5. It sounds big, but you might be 10 minutes into the game and it's 12 blot. It could quickly add up. Storm taking on the Broncos. Now, as we understand, this game is going to be at Amy Park. So there was a bit of conjecture, but as we're recording, we believe it'll be at Amy Park. Now, Shawnee, I'd much rather the Broncos at $9 than you liking Manly at $7. Payne Haas back, Lodge back, coming off a win. They've got the camp together with Kevy for the week.
Mm.
Just got a little hunch here that Broncos might put up a fight. If I'm having a bet, I'd take the Storm 1-12. However, got a little gut feel the Broncos push them here.
Yeah, this one's tricky. I think if there's any, well, Pappenhausen was rested last week.
Yeah.
And Craig Bellamy, we know he's done it in the past, and he picks and chooses when to rest his players. I know it's only early in the year, but if there was ever a game that you're going to rest someone like a Cam Munster, then this is it.
Mm.
You're at home. You know you're very, very short price favourites. You're still going to be very, very short price favourites, even if you do rest a player or two. So I don't mind that angle. And the Broncos, they're only missing Katani Staggs, I think, from that lineup, from their best team. So I don't mind it. I've got some grey fears again for this game.
Really?
That late in the piece, Storm at home, they're just relentless. And I've seen a couple of things from the Broncos, not last week, but the couple of games before, late in the game, it was shades of 2020 when
Cheering
they really dropped their bundle, and we know how quickly the Storm can score points. Now, yeah, it's a big old number, but I make it a little bit bigger than what it is with Storm at home. So I'll be on the minus.
We tipped Xavier Coates last week. I'll try and find the price here. By the way, the start is 20.5 for the Broncos, which I'll be taking. We tipped Xavier Coates last week, top try scorer, $26. He came out. We actually tipped him last year at a big price. I think we're a year early. I think he's a massive chance, Sean, to win the top try scorer still. He's got to catch up on Tedesco and Morris. But clearly with Keary out, I think that holds him back a little bit here as I pad time to try and find the top try scorer, which I'll get to in a minute. Here we go. Top try scorer. Xavier Coates, $11 now. So if you took the $26, well done to you. I've got another one for you coming up as well, which I'll share with you. Yes, 101 $6. I do like that. I'll talk to you about that in a moment. Titans take on the Raiders. Now, we mentioned this before. In fact, it's the Sharks and the Cowboys. Sharks and the Cowboys, this is the first of a doubleheader at Cogra. So this is a tricky one. Now, what I'm going to say to you, in fact, I'll have my say after. Sharks and the Cowboys. Dan likes the Sharks -7.5, Sean. How do you see it going?
Yeah, I like that as well. And so we touched on this game was first slated for Sunshine Coast. And I think right as we speak now, there's some sort of conference going on to say that it's at Cogra.
Yes.
I think this line what has to move now that the Sharks are at their home away from home, I guess. Cogra is their home ground, has been for the last couple of years. So I expect that number to actually change. Regardless, I'm probably still going to make it a bet. I made them shorter at the Sunshine Coast than what they are here. So back at Cogra, it's just going to be bigger again. Cowboys were awful last week. That was really, really poor. Ben Hampton at halfback now, still no Taumalolo. Peyton's got it's a rebuild now, I think. It's a full rebuild. He's just got to start again and make that his own team. Sharky's probably the best performance I've seen for a losing side. And that scoreline really doesn't reflect the true how that game really played out, ravaged by injuries. I think I probably got them wrong at the start of the year, the Sharks, and how I rated them. I think they're a pretty good team. And they've still got Sean Johnson to come back as well. So at Cogra, far too many points for this Cowboys team.
Wow. Okay. Yep. One thing with the Sharkies, 17 of their last 22 games have been total match points overs. The start is 7.5. So you probably answered the question here. Shawnee, remember I said to you last week, if you go to the Cowboys again, you'd be off to the NRL tipping judiciary. The gavel's come out and you've taken the early
plea. Is it my turn now?
Well, we said this last week.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
So the early pleas come out, you're not going to take them.
No way.
No.
No.
I'm going to take them at the
really?
Price. Yeah, can I tell you why? I can tell you why. I've gone through the tapes forensically, as we like to do, right? Go through the tries conceded for the Cowboys. There's a lot of weak busts through the middle, which is concerning. However, I actually cut up some tape on the Cowboys, and there's a common denominator. And I don't like to single out a person, but when you see the tapes, that number 7 is in the picture a lot. So it doesn't surprise me why Todd Payton, Rodney, has put the axe through. And I actually think this will be the last time you see Clifford in the Cowboys jumper. So he's axed Clifford. I don't think Ben Hampton is the answer at 7, but I think he's gone all in defence. Mitch Dunn, he's paid the price.
Mm.
Clifford's paid the price. I think the Cowboys, and I will myself go to the judiciary next week. In fact, I'll say this now. I'll cop a 2-week suspension, NRL judiciary, tipping. If the Cowboys
cover.
Yeah, I think this is...
At Cogra.
Yes, honestly, go through the tape. Clifford has been a major, major problem for them.
Well, there was talk during the week that he's now trying to get out of his Knights contract.
Yeah, well, Knights might be trying to get out of it too.
Well, yeah, and
honestly, it's a part of his game. He's got to fix up because
is Ben Hampton the answer?
No, he's not. But defensively, Todd will say, you know what, I can rely on him. It might even be a drink water scenario. However, here's a tip for you, Sean. I tipped at the start of the year Hamiso Tabuai Fadoe, fastest man on the planet, regardless of what Gus says about
Addo Carr.
He is the fastest man on the planet, Hamiso Tabuai Fadoe. He's back on the wing.
Yeah.
And I tipped him to win top point scorer because I felt that it'd be a matter of time. He was never a centre. I don't know why they started him there. He's back on the wing. If they steady things up at 100-1, I'm happy to be on him at 100-1. Hamiso Tabuai Fadoe.
Is he on the board?
I don't think he's on the board. So you're conceding a fair start.
Yeah.
However, the modern game we're seeing, a lot of tries, I think he can catch him up. So just at the price, I'm happy to be on him at $101. Do as you please. Sharks for Sean, Sharks for Dan. I'll take the Cowboys and I'll be off to the judiciary next week.
And it's worth calling out, you got off the charge last week. You got that one home. So you're free to tip as you please this week. The gavel.
My representative has been guiding me right to say take it on, and the gavel has been slammed down on
your representative.
Yes. Titans take it on the Raiders. The second of two games at Cogra. What's the line doing here as a result, Sean?
Yeah, so once again, this is going to be impacted. It's currently +3.5. Gold Coast, $2.25, as you can see on the screen now, $1.65. The Raiders. This will also change.
What do you want to make it for the purposes? 4.5? 5.5?
Let's just go 4.5. It might move out 1 point. I mean, it's still not a home game for Canberra, obviously, so not as big of an impact. So we'll go 4.5, Jarve, if you, I know you are listening, 4.5 for tipping purposes. I'm not convinced still with Gold Coast and who they've played and beaten. Couldn't get over Warriors in round one. Only beat the Broncos by 12. I think they did do that pretty easy, but the margin didn't reflect it. And then Cowboys, who, you know, I've got going really poor this year. And then the Raiders, on the other hand, it was purely the injury toll that beat them. And they probably should, if you ask Ricky Stewart, should have won the game still. So this looks a little bit skinny for me against a team I'm still not convinced with in the Titans. So Raiders, minus for me.
I love this too. I haven't seen the scores updated from Jarvie, by the way, but I did love this. He used a term for a baseball chat. And he used the term, they're like cream brulee, which is Dan's comment. Mm. I said, you're plagiarising Dan. And he said, doesn't matter. He's muted me anyway.
I did say that, yeah.
Well done, Jarvie. I like that too. He's muted me anyway. Yeah. So there you go. You've heard it anyway. Despite muting him, Dan, we have shared that with you. So which way are you leaning again? Dan's minus 4.5.
Yeah, same. Raiders for me.
Raiders, and I'll go the same. But it's one of those games for me. I just feel like whichever one I picked, I was going to get wrong. Jack White to score a try. That'd probably be my bet there. Total match points unders. Both teams defending well. Titans yet to concede 20 points. Canberra defensively have been very good, aside from last week where they had an excuse, of course. Knights take on the Dragons. No Ben Hunt, no Bradman Best. Dan very keen on the Dragons at the plus, which served him well last week.
Is he?
How are you going?
Found this game very, very tricky to read. The Knights last week beat themselves and was still a 4-point ball game. Like that first half, I think they had 10 or 11 errors in a half of footy and something like, and almost matched it in the second half as well. So they beat themselves. Shibasaki had a day from hell out in the wing there. I felt a bit sorry for him.
As Vossi said, Shibasaki had a new term, the Shibasaki. When you've had a shocker, it's the Shibasaki.
It was like that. It was really poor, and they've shifted him into the centres, and I'm not sure that's going to really help him out anymore. Purely just the out for Ben Hunt here. He's been really, really good the last couple of weeks. Played with a broken leg last week. That was a bloody cracking effort. He's a lot tougher than I am. Knights at home, all they have to do is tighten up the mistakes. Mm. And with even ball, I think they're probably going to be too strong at home for the Dragons without Hunt, I think.
Yeah,
no confidence.
Ben Hunt playing with broken legs, Shawnee Omrod getting $70 haircuts. Very, very different personalities there. Knights and the Dragons, your Knights, Dan's Dragons. I'm also Dragons because I don't think this Clune's a bad player. Corey Norman is playing a lot better. I just think no Best, no Ponga. You're losing a lot of strike with those two players unavailable. Of course, Ponga hasn't been back for some time, but no Best. Just brings him back to the pack. I'll take the Dragons. Lomax is flying. Dufty in attack is flying. His defence has got a bit of work to do. And Ravalawa is causing headaches as well. So I'll take the Dragons at the plus 7.5. Roosters taking on the Warriors, and it's been much anticipated at the time of recording. We don't know if Suwali will play, so we're guessing a little bit here. I could easily see him play. I could easily see Drew Hutchison missing out, maybe Tedesco or Manu. I was copying a tip early in the week that Tedesco would be the one to go to six, Manu to fullback. If that was the case, that most certainly allows an opportunity for Suwali in the back line. In fact, you were saying you'd back him because with Sportsbet, if they don't play, you get the void.
Yeah, so we've got him priced up as if he is playing, and he looks pretty big. I think he's only going to play on the wing, isn't he? They're not going to play him in the centres, I wouldn't have thought. You know, being so young and in his first game, we generally see, even when players are natural fullbacks, they generally start their careers out in the wing, get some confidence. He's $2.60 any time, and I think $14 first. So you can sort of, you're having a little bit of an each-way bet you could call. If he doesn't play, then you get your money back. No questions asked. I think the other thing, they've got Nikivalu named as well in the reserve, so whether they... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're just getting him to use of the attention of his name in the media and all this speculation before they actually roll him out. I'm not too sure. Found this game borderline impossible to work out. Kiri just such a big out for this massive team. Even though you've got guns, you know, potentially slotting in at six and an 18-year-old with big raps on him, I've got to take New Zealand with the points. Just to, you know, a much more even-looking lineup, even with Harris Tavita out.
Yes.
I thought Sean O'Sullivan looked pretty good last week. Little bulldog. You always get a lot of effort for him.
Compliments Cody well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Cody's a bit more flashy.
Yeah, exactly.
Sean just likes to get to his kicks and control the team.
Yeah, so really tricky. New Zealand with the points just.
Yeah, I favour that way as well. They're completing amazingly this year. They're really taking the challenge on. Now, they met last year, Sean, in round 11. At the time, the Roosters were flying and the Warriors were having all sorts of problems in the midst of the COVID crisis. And in the end, they just got away with it at the end. So as a player for the Warriors, you will believe that you can win this game. They have every reason to think they can win this game. But on Suaalii, Sean, I think that this is the time to use him because there's been all this talk, all this hype around getting him into the game. You've got a genuine excuse now. You've got a genuine excuse to pull the trigger on it. And not only that, he and Sam Walker were combining beautifully in the North Sydney colours.
Right, yeah.
So I think it's a nice way to get them in both together, feeling comfortable playing alongside one another. So we have a hat-trick here as far as Warriors selections go. Plus 6.5, we are all on the men from New Zealand. We finish on Monday, Tigers taking on the Eels. The Eels have got a terrific record against the West Tigers in this particular fixture. One thing I'll say about the Eels, Shawnee, their defence, and this is why I think that they are a sneaky, sneaky hope just at the price to win this premiership. A, you're getting $10 plus for a team who's already got 6 points in the bank. They've only conceded 6 tries. Those 6 tries have all come out on the wings, so really good sign when you're seeing a team not let anything come through the middle. They've let wingers and centres only score out wide. They're ticking a lot of boxes. This could be a year that it comes down to attrition. We're seeing Keary go down. We've seen some injuries already for the Melbourne Storm. At the price, I don't mind them, the Parramatta Eels. They're not my tip to win the comp. At the price, I don't mind them, but things are humming for Brad Arthur's men.
Yeah, they are, and it's the weakness of West is out on the edges.
Yeah.
If you shift the ball wide, then they're in all sorts. Even though they tightened up a little bit last week with the axing of Big Joey, but I still think that, as I said before, talking about Newcastle, they beat themselves in that game rather than West really winning it. Adam Dewey was good. That's probably his peak level, so he needs to get that week in, week out. I think there's far more upside in Parramatta minus here with the way the new games are being played. I'd probably back West head to head or Parramatta minus one of those ones. I think there's far too many points in Parramatta. It's during the day. It's going to be nice. Parramatta for me.
Yeah, I had been Tigers, but I'm going to go the Eels.
Just backflip.
Yeah, we expected Mitchie Moses to play. He's been named.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Reed Marnie's airborne at the moment. He's going
flying, Reed.
Well,
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he is. And you found him a lot earlier than I did. I had not doubts. I just probably wanted to see a bit more of him. He's flying.
He might be unfortunate, Reed Marnie. He might be like the Kamali or Kamali come through with Andrew Johnson. I'm not at all comparing Reed Marnie to these guys, but Reed Marnie, who had that future number 9 Queensland jumper written all over him, then Harry Grant turns up. You know, on the same train.
Timing's everything.
Timing is absolutely everything. Timing is everything for this as well. The Elite Average Games is getting momentum. Check this out.
Another Thursday. Same focus, same commitment. What you see on TV comes from elite average work down the driveway. Morning, Edna. So when I want to place a fast and easy same game multi, I use Sportsbet. More markets, more offers, and bigger odds. I'm Gary Flynn, Wheelie Bin Champion, and I make it look easy with Sportsbet.
He makes it look easy, all right. We're hoping to make these look easy as well. The best bets, thanks to Sportsbet. I went for Wade Egan last week, my first unsuccessful best bet. What did you do last week, Shawnee?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, Dan had a big win, though.
Did he?
He had the Dragons. He was tipping Lomax as well.
Yeah,
so
he's propping us up.
Well, we're still for the year.
We're in front. Yeah, I had the Cowboy. I feel sick saying this.
Yeah.
Cowboys head to head.
You knew straight away. You knew very early.
Oh, I knew
you?
On about Friday.
Yeah,
yeah. That was no good.
Okay, here we go. This is the best bets for this week. Like good golfers, we don't carry our divots here. When we get it right, we'll boast it. We'll let you know about it. When we get it wrong, we'll just march on very, very quickly. You see that a lot on Twitter, don't you, these days, with all the tipsters out there. You never hear about the losing ones. But anyway, Dan, his best bets, he likes the Warriors at the line, so we're all very, very keen on that. He likes South Sydney to gallop past the Bulldogs at $2.58. Don't mind that, Dan. As far as his value bet, he's just thrown this in as well. He's gone the left edge. Johnston, Mitchell, and Walker, anytime try scorers, $6 or thereabouts.
Love that.
Same game multi. What about your best bet?
Yeah, I alluded to it earlier. I think searching through the pick your own line alternatives, I don't think the Sportsbet app actually has a number big enough that I could probably talk you out of. I've picked -30.5, $3.30. I think it's a much better bet than worrying about $1.90, -21.5. This could be real ugly. And I might even go out there with my Bulldogs jersey on and just roll the bunnies home, I reckon.
Random Bulldogs fan. There you go. So you're taking the Rabbitohs. I'll take the Knights. I've got a real feeling that no Ben Hunt, no Bradman Best, you lose a lot of the attack from both teams. So the Knights to scrap home. Scrap home 1-12 against the Dragons. I'll take the Knights 1-12 against the Dragons there. By the way, a reminder as well for the start of the round, you've got the try scorer bingo where any five of the score, check that out in the first match markets, which is the Panthers take on Manly. The Friday night game will have a box trifecta, Sean. So we're nominating five players. If they can combine for the first three tries, that is the way to do that. Of course, you've got all your racing thanks to Sportsbet. I believe the Top Tote Exotic is six to go march on. I'll check that out as well. You go to the specials to see that there as well. But other than that, we are back on again next week. Our leader will be back intact, Dan Ganane. So look forward to having you back, Dan. I know it's been a tough week or so, but the whole Get Them On Side family is behind you. But other than that, Shawnee, have a great week.
You too.
And most importantly, gang, gamble responsibly.